Richard, you also are incredibly well-sourced in terms of national security and the military, and especially the global reach of the U.S. military and our allies. I'm wondering if you're hearing any sort of response in terms of national security folks and military response.
I've been talking to very senior military people for the last several months about this issue specifically, and some of them were asking, can they continue? Can they stay in their jobs and work for this man? What happens, they wondered out loud to me, if they're ordered to go round up millions of people and put them on trains and deport them from this country? Do they follow that order? Is that order moral? Some of them have been digging out the Constitution and going through it. They're facing very deep questions about what the nature of the military will be in this country under President Trump. And some were saying, well, they should stay on in order to make sure that the ship doesn't crash. And others felt that they just had to leave or are considering leaving. We will see if they do that.